By mid-morning, the earlier breeze had stilled, and the relentless sun poured from a cloudless sky, raising the day's temperature to scorching hot. Inside her willow retreat, perspiration trickled from River's forehead to her nose and dropped in a splat on her sketch pad. Pursing her lips impatiently, she sent a stream of air upward, attempting to move the damp curls plastered to her forehead. Abruptly, the cessation of noise below pulled her gaze back to the cowboy. He'd stopped hammering, and, as she watched, he pulled his shirt over his head and wiped his face with it before dropping it on the ground. Wishing she could discard the bodice of her riding habit in a similar manner, Rivers settled for swiping the crumpled and damp washcloth across her face. Prodded by earthy desire rather than artistic intent, she studied him. She had, of course, seen partially clothed male torsos before, but not often, and never in the last 5 years. Even from the distance of the willow tree, his masculine beauty made her insides quiver, but her pragmatic nature wince. Has he no sense? She gloried in enjoying the sight of his exposed skin, but as the sun crept higher in the sky, his tan muscles became flaming red, and her indecorous ogling gave way to concern. By the time the sun reached overhead, she regretted her initial silence for 2 reasons. First, she wanted to caution the fool that his commune with nature would be sorely regretted tonight. Much as she didn't want her cowboy Adonis to cover an inch of skin, he needed to protect himself from the merciless rays. Decidedly more pressing, her bladder warned that shortly, she would be forced to climb from her perch, revealing her presence. As she considered methods of getting away unseen, he stopped work. Thank God. Tensely, she watched him gather his shirt, hanging it around his neck like a towel, while putting his equipment in his saddlebags. But instead of leaving, he led his horse to the lopping gate and came through. His actions were innocuous enough. He scratched his horse's muzzle affectionately, murmuring words she couldn't hear. Surprising her, he mounted and rode into the river, splashing water as he crossed to her side. He sat on his mount, just below the branch she occupied, close enough for her to see details of his features she'd only guessed at before. Lined forehead, bushy brows, strong jaw hidden beneath dark whiskers, bump that marred an otherwise perfectly formed nose. He tilted his head, drawing a deep breath as if inhaling the perfume of morning. "Lilacs," he murmured, his approval delivered in a gravelly voice. His gaze skated over the clearing as if seeking the flowers. River hastily balled her washcloth in her hand, trying to suppress the aroma of lilac as she peeked at the man, so close she could count the sun lines radiating from the corners of his eyes. His glance turned back to his morning's accomplishment, and his expression changed to a depreciating, lopsided grin. "Take a long time at the rate we're working," he murmured. His horse cocked his ears, snorting as if agreeing, and the cowboy patted the beast's withers in silent communication with the animal. River's heart unexpectedly jumped in response to the smile, her mouth automatically mirroring the curve of his lips. Viewing the man's easy manner while he thought himself unobserved, her wariness abated. Before she could anticipate his intentions or call out a warning of her presence, he dismounted, ground-tied his horse, and dropped the shirt once again. Pope was right. Hope springs eternal. The famous poet's admonition flitted across her mind as she waited breathlessly for more possible revelations. The cowboy didn't disappoint. Swiftly, he unbuckled his gun belt and removed the chaps he wore over his denims. Piece by piece, he shed the rest of his clothes, discarding them all before reaching into his saddlebag and pulling out a sliver of soap and a drying cloth. Grasping her pencil, River leaned forward, almost falling from her hiding spot, as she prepared to draw her first live nude subject.